Wherever you put me in a program, I'm comfortable with me. And when you become comfortable with you, you won't be thinking of another leader. Only thing you're going to be thinking of is your downline and how can you get them paid. You're not going to be jealous of nobody else because your walk is your walk. And you never know what somebody's going through. And so when we talk about seeding, some of us in this room, we've seeded bad comments on individuals that you didn't even know. You didn't even know what they're going through. See, you got to realize, I've been doing this for 10 years. Bill will tell you, the people been around me will tell you, my attitude doesn't change. Whether I'm number one, number 10, number 12, 20, 80, my attitude doesn't change. And that's why it fools people. Because it's like, wait a minute, we're number one, we're kicking butt, we're doing all this, and he still don't look like he's phased. It's a reason for that. It's because if you know where you're going and you know you're going to get there, how in the world can you be upset about something? If you know you're going to get there. See, the reality of it, when I was going through that whole bit in that whole year, I ended up getting a Porsche Panamera. I ended up moving into a 10,000 square foot home, 13 acres, Olympic sized pool, a tennis court, basketball court, a golf. When I'm going through all of this, I end up getting a semi-pro basketball team. When I'm going through all of this, see, life is going to take you somewhere, but you're going to have some detours, and you can't just be a one system. You have to be able to adapt and adjust. See, if I wouldn't have shared this stuff, you would have never known. You would have never known because of my attitude. My confidants know, but you would have never known. And I wrote a book about it in the same year because I wanted to make sure that the enemy understood that they can't stop me. And I want you to understand that nobody can stop you. They can't stop you. If you understood the influence that you really have, if somebody has ever said something negative about you, that means you have influence. If you had one negative comment about you, you have influence. And I don't know how long I'm going to do this. That's why I say you enjoy it while you have me. And I'm going to enjoy you. Because life is too short to be playing games. You know some of you should be on this stage by now. And you know you haven't given us all you had. You know you can speak, you can dance. When you come in a room, the whole room lights up. People pay for that. People want to be a part of that. And so we can't half step anymore. There's a greater calling on your life that we have to make it happen. Because you know what? You can learn all about the products. It's not about the products. The product is the people. See, you can learn about next door. You can learn about the next door after that. You're still not going to make money because you don't understand what drives this business. It's people. And when you understand that, you can sell anything because you care about people. If you don't care about people, you're putting bad seeds. And after a while, your luck is going to run out. You might have a 2-year streak of 3 or 4 or 5, but after a while, it's going to run out because you can't do great people wrong. It's a universal principle. If you see somebody who has a gift, you want to celebrate them. You want to protect them. You don't get jealous of that gift. All of us in this room have a certain gift. This is a team. Together, everyone achieves more. It's a team. It's no one person that's bigger than a team. Because my strength might be your weakness, but your strength is my weakness. And so I need great people around me. I need smart people around me. Half the things we do at the World Class Team, I don't even do. I don't even know about it. I just nod. I say yes when I'm supposed to say yes, say no when I'm supposed to say no. You have to have strong people around you and be comfortable with that. A lot of times you say you want top money earners, but you do not. You do not want top money earners, because you know what? The minute they sign up in your business and they go right past you, you won't know how to deal with it. You won't know how to deal with it. That's why when it comes to corporate, when it comes to leaders, when it comes to the leaders in this room, we have to hold each other accountable. Because the company will never go anywhere to a $1 billion company if we have insecure leadership. I'm secure in my skin. I'm happy. When people do well, I do well. Because I borrow their momentum, even when I don't have my own momentum. Even before, I used to bring my people all the way to California. I remember we went to San Jose. It was a group out, Buck Steffens. I don't know if he's in here. They were kicking butt. So I said, forget that. Buck's in here. Where is it? Right there. Give him a round of applause. He was kicking butt. And I was like, bump that. I'm bringing a bunch of my leaders from the East Coast. It wasn't no convention. It was just a Super Saturday in San Jose. And you know you bad when you start pulling up your downline by 12 o'clock in the day. I was like, good Lord. It was page 2, page 3, page 4. But I wanted my team to be around it. Because I wanted to bar what he had going on in his organization, the light of fire under us, because I didn't have it. You have to understand, when you don't have it as a leader, then you got to bar somebody else's fire. But you're not going to bar somebody else's fire unless you're a secure leader.